This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, one of the biggest mistakes I see people making out there is that they expect instant success. Now, I've got this picture that I keep above my desk. I've posted it on social media many times, and it says, "Expect nothing, but appreciate everything." And the reason why I keep it there is to remind me that success isn't going to come instantly. To remind me that if I am going to become successful, it's not going to be a home run. It's not going to be an overnight success. It's going to be the sum of small things that I do every single day that are going to put me into the right position so that I can get to where I want to go. Too many people out there are looking for the shortcut. And I've seen it over and over again. I've seen it in business. I've seen it as a personal trainer in fitness. And above all, I've seen it in myself. I can't tell you how many times I walked into a new thing and I saw the long, rocky road ahead. And my mind told me to turn the other way. A lot of guys will come up here and they'll say, "I've never turned down a hard thing or anything like that." Dude, I've turned down so many hard things in my life. It's not even funny to go down the easy road. And years later, I'd look back and I'd say, "You know what? That was a mistake." And I can't tell you that feeling, for those of you who are younger, of being a 40-year-old man who looks back at his life and looks at some of the things he's did and done and the decisions that he's made and wishes with all of his might and all of his heart that he could just go back there and slap himself in the face and change the situation. I can't tell you what that feels like because you have to live it to understand it. Every decision you make, everything you do, if you continually choose the easy road, you're going to find yourself in a place of regret because you're robbing yourself. You're robbing yourself of the experience that you need to actually obtain mastery. You're robbing yourself of the experience you need to build the practices into your life that are going to keep you consistently successful. People are naturally optimists, and we have to be, right? Throughout our history as human beings, life was largely miserable. Up until recently, most of the world lived in poverty. And, you know, today, in our time of modern convenience, where you could just walk down to the store and buy some food and come home to your bit of shelter, well, it might not seem obvious to us, but we live in such a great amount of abundance in our lives that we forget how this world really is. The world's not going to reward you for taking the shortcut. And even if you do obtain overnight success, well, you're probably not going to have the knowledge necessary to keep it. If you look at statistics from lottery winners, I saw this the other day and it absolutely astounded me. People who win millions or even billions in a lottery, 75% of them go bankrupt within their first 5 years. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that they get the chance of a lifetime and then toss it all away. And it's easy for some of us to say, well, it's because they're idiots. But guess what? Managing that amount of money is difficult. And when you have what seems like a limitless pot, you know what? You start getting careless with it. You start giving it away to friends and family. You start, you know, running around and making crazy purchases. You start upgrading your lifestyle. All of a sudden, you've got bills to pay, and your bills are a lot larger than those bills you had when you were just worrying about student loans and insurance and the electricity, right? But if you earn that money over time, if you build up the systems that you need to, and when I say systems, I mean practices and processes that develop consistency. If you build up the systems in your life and in your business that assure that you'll predictably be able to take in income, then you're going to be able to continually sustain that income. Same thing with people who go out and get plastic surgery or go get liposuction when they're trying to become fit. And you know what? I'm not downing you if you do any of that stuff. If you had bariatric surgery or anything like that, I understand some people need that. But when you think about people who used to go and get liposuction and then, you know, months later, they're back trying to get more liposuction so they can get that fat sucked out. Well, it's because they haven't developed the processes and practices in their lives that they need to do in order to continually be fit. Right? You got to think about the journey as something that's continually building you up, continually preparing you for who you need to become in order to have the success that you want. Whether it's in fitness, whether it's in business, whether it's in life in general, you have to do the hard work every single day. And if you're not doing that hard work, if you're continually choosing the easy path, well, what you're going to find is that at some point in your life, you're going to be a bit older, a bit more tired, a bit more used up, and you'll wish that you could go back and have gone down that harder road when you were more young and more energetic. I'm saying that to you right now, a week from my 40th birthday. Because as you get up in these years, you start to look back. I promise you that. There's so many times that I wish I could go back and kick my own ass for being a freaking idiot. Take advantage of the time you have now. Put the hard work in every day, because a lot of you have the greatest gift on earth, and that's time. But don't waste it, or you'll be like one of those lottery winners who becomes bankrupt 5 years after they win millions or billions of dollars. Don't waste your time and keep it up. And that's honestly all I got for this week, guys. If you're new to the Warrior Soul podcast, this is the Warrior Soul podcast. It's basically turned into me coming on and rambling every week. I promise I'll get you guys some more guests soon. But the reason why I started this podcast is for the U.S. military veterans out there. I served in the U.S. Marine Corps. And honestly, I had an easy time when I was in the military. And one of the things that I've dedicated myself to is to helping those of you who might have had a more difficult time, might be going through some hard things in your lives. And this podcast is about giving you the hard truth about what it's going to take for you to move out of whatever state you're in and into a better state. And we put it out each and every week. We don't ask for anything in return, except that if you get helped by one of these episodes, that you share it out with somebody who could use it, or write a review for us up on iTunes. Really helps out the show. I have to say that this podcast would not be possible without the good people over at F-Bomb Nutrition. They make absolutely awesome macadamia nut butters. Super delicious. They mix them with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter. And they're sending boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front lines. We didn't have to ask them to do it. They asked us to put them in touch with those troops. And I really appreciate them. If you want to get 20% off of your first order of F-bombs, head over to www.droppingfbomb.com. Use the code WarriorSoul at checkout. In addition, if you want to support the podcast in other ways, you can always check out our amazing merchandise over at warriorsoul.shop. And if you want to explore more about the information we offer here and check out other podcasts, head over to www.warriorsoulagogi.com. That's A-G-O-G-E. With that, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back at you soon with another episode. Get out there and live your best lives while you can.